Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. Well, today on our radio program, we have a special guest. It's Chris Kalau, who is our CEF Camp Director for our Camp Good News in Washington, Illinois. So, Chris, Woo-hoo. So great to have you.
Thanks. I am pumped to be here and talk about camp.
Well, isn't it just wonderful that we can actually talk about what happened this summer?
I mean, yes, we had a summer.
Yeah, we had a summer. And so before we go any further, I just want to just stop and just praise the Lord and say thank you, Lord, for making a way when there seemed to be no way. And so tell us, how did the summer ministry go? I know you're coming right off of it and getting ready for the fall, but let's go back a little bit and tell us, how was the summer at Camp Good News?
Well, summer was awesome. I mean, summer is always awesome when we get to have camp, which is exciting. So, and 2020 was a little different. We didn't get to have camp. Still a good summer. God still worked in some awesome ways in 2020, but no, it's always fun to have camp. I mean, that's the...
And you were doing some virtual stuff. And
we did,
those camp boxes and basically any way we could think of.
Literally any way we could think of last year. Yeah. And so it was nice to see kids back on the grounds this year and having that. It was a little smaller. We followed some of the state regulations on numbers and things like that. And so,
but no COVID cases.
Zero COVID.
All
Yay.
Right.
That's always a plus. But yeah, we had 62 total staff, which is, you know, that's a big group of staff. But
that's huge.
It's a normal size staff that we kind of have to have for the numbers that we needed to meet.
Okay.
And then we ended up with 175 campers this year. So we did not do our day camp this summer because of the restrictions and things like that, that we kept our day camp out, so just overnight. But even in that 175 campers, 33 decisions for Christ, which is just awesome. And then I love the numbers. I like to look and kind of see where the campers are and where they come from. And going through our registration program, we found out that 29% of our campers that came this summer were unchurched. And so that chance to just share with them who God is and the importance of going to a church and learning more about him.
Is that higher than usual or?
30s plus is usual. Uh-huh. So, I mean, even with a smaller, I mean, we were about half our normal overnight camps and still to have 29%. So
amazing. Well, anytime we can share the gospel with children that have never heard or that need to hear, and that's wonderful. Well, I know you're an ideas guy, and you even go across the country going to different camp conferences, and I think you even have like this seminar you do is called Steal My Idea or something
called
like
Steal
that.
This, yeah.
Steal This, because you just love coming up with ideas for camp ministry. So tell us about some of your ideas.
Yeah, and we always do new things every year. That's my biggest thing. I love new stuff for camp. Gets kids excited to come back and come and see new stuff. So this year, one of the big new things we had was a giant swing. And technically, we had that in April of 2020. It was ready to go for last summer, but I don't know why. The campers just didn't show up last summer. So
right.
So we got to use it this year.
I didn't know you had it all this time.
It's been sitting there for a year, unused. And so it was exciting to use this year and see that. Something else new we did this year, we call it a mystery trail, and it's kind of like an escape room scavenger hunt on a hike.
Okay.
And so the campers would go with their cabin, and they had to open these boxes and figure out puzzles and things like that and go from place to place, which is always a fun time. They enjoyed that. Another new thing we did, we remodeled our girls' cabins, so the actual cabins, not the tree houses, at least not yet, but we remodeled them, put a queen-size bed in them, we redecorated them, painted them, we added some shiplap to make them look real pretty, and new decor, there's a couch and desk, and there's even a coffee maker in them.
Wow.
Now, that was not for the summer campers.
So it wasn't for the kids, it's like fall retreats.
For retreat season, yeah.
Okay.
So families could come out and do retreats and have a nice little place to stay. And then, of course, you know, I have to have my crazy danger adventure that I add to camp. And so we added whip cracking
this summer. Indiana Jones style.
Yeah. So. And that was fun. It's right next to the tomahawk throwing range. But campers got to learn how to crack a 7-foot-long whip, which is, you know, that's fun. That's exciting. You can't do that at home.
I think I tried that once, and I think I almost hurt myself.
Yeah, that probably. So that was it was good. The campers enjoyed it. And a few of them did some really good jobs cracking that whip and getting it there. We also built a brand new escape room. In fact, up in our kind of our main area, we had this storage shed that was just full of junk. And so we cleaned that out, redid it, put in this cool kind of villain-themed escape room that's kind of just fun. Nothing scary. It's all just fun for families to come and to use. And the kids really enjoyed it. And there's like secret passageways and little doors that open and different things to make it really fun.
So. Okay.
Another, again, you know, I like my scariness or my, not scariness, my adventure. We did fire spinning this year too with our teen week. And this is where they actually got to spin fire. And so there is a...
Now I'm used to sparklers. I can spin...
Like and, a giant okay. sparkler. Okay. Yes. And so, yeah, little piece of a thing inside a tool that you light it on fire and then you just spin it around. It makes for some really cool pictures. And then of course we are currently kind of still working on our new canteen and getting that going. And so this year we called it the Owl's Nest, but our canteen camp store, working on that and getting some new stuff into it.
We're building it right now.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And so I think we have, if I remember right, we have like 12 different flavors of cotton candy in our camp store that you can get.
Sugar those kids
That's
up.
Right.
And run them around the field, throw them in the pool. So, well, I know you just love camp ministry, all the aspects, but I know your favorite. You're a gospel guy.
I mean,
you're an evangelist at heart. So tell us what God did in the hearts and lives of the children through the gospel.
Yeah, and there's always, I mean, story after story. That's one of my favorite parts about camp, just hearing just how God is working in the lives of our staff and our children. And even this year, one of our staff members talked about how 2020 was just a hard year and, you know, just some really difficult times. And he realized that he was living off of his parents' faith and that he really needed to start living for God himself. And to hear, you know, one of our staff guys right at the beginning of the summer tell us that. And that was cool to see that. Or the 13-year-old camper who they came to camp in 2019, witnessed to his dad. And we found out that dad started attending church and then got saved in 2020 last year. So the pandemic actually kind of encouraged dad. But seeing his 13-year-old camper come back from camp in 2019 and share that. One of our other teen campers, 15-year-old, realized that she was falling into the sins of her friends. And decided that she needed to start living for God and find some new friends. In fact, we talked about this summer, one of our classes or one of my chapel messages was find a Christian posse. Find your friends that are godly and help iron sharpen iron.
Right.
At the end of the summer, one of our staff members that's heading off to college told us how, you know, they want to be a witness for God while they're there. And just really, you know, to shine, you know, God for through them to share with others while they're at college.
So basically, your ministry at camp is not just to the children, but also to the staff and setting them on fire and keeping them on fire and, you know, to follow God.
That's right. Staff, volunteers, when the garbage man picks up the trash, we'll witness to him too.
Okay. Well, you know what? You're probably already thinking about camp for next year, or I guess I should say, are you thinking about camp for next year?
Yeah, I started that at the beginning of this year. So.
Okay. So what are you thinking about? Lord willing, that he continues to open this door and keep it open. And again, I just want to praise the Lord because 2020 was very hard. And so, but we are looking forward, you know, until Jesus comes, that we want to have a thriving camp ministry. Not just for, you know, bells and whistles, but for ministering to the children. So share with us, you know, what you're thinking for maybe, you know, in the future.
Definitely, yeah. And we're really hoping 2022 starts to get a little bit more back to normal. And we do want to keep our campers safe and follow the rules that are given to us. But yeah, I can't wait to see that campground and those cabins full. And so our theme for next year that we've already started looking at is unashamed. And looking at the how to be unashamed for God and just share, talking about him, sharing with him to your friends, and just unashamed to go to church, unashamed to go to youth group, unashamed to go to camp, unashamed to just live for God.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really looking at for next year. And then, of course, I always add new things. So we're looking for new outdoor ed, new activities for that. And then even we're hoping, and this may or may not happen, but we're hoping to get AC in the boys' tree houses.
Oh,
so,
it's going to ruin their pioneer camping.
it won't ruin it too much because they're still tree houses and they won't hold much of that air in. But hopefully just help cool it off a little at night, which will be nice. And then hopefully the new canteen game room will be done. We're looking at actually opening up a coffee house in that canteen for the teens and the staff, and then also fall retreats, having that there.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
So. I approve.
We'll put you in a treehouse.
And then you're doing that canteen game room. You're working on all that too.
So. We've been working on that for a couple years now, waiting for funds to come in as well as the lumber prices to go down a bit.
Yes, that's true. Absolutely. Well, you know what? A lot of people, they may forget that, you know, camp at Camp Good News isn't just a summer thing. It's a year-round thing. So what are you up to now that it's not summer anymore?
Yeah. Our big thing right now, we call it Traditions. It's a Traditions family getaway. And this is why we remodeled this cabin, so families could come out and stay at camp. And so kind of like a hotel room, but we have the coolest amenities with our zip line and our giant swing and crates and nature center and all that. But we'd love to see some more people sign up for that and coming out for that. Coming up on October 10th, we have a big thing called Youth Group Palooza. And this is for area church youth groups to come out to camp and get to enjoy. And so there'll be several different churches there and all their youth groups, big teen kind of fun thing. Again, our escape room we talked about, that's open up for anyone to come out and use. So even just an hour coming out and enjoying the escape room at camp. Tuesday, October 19th, we're doing a big archery night. And so signing up for that, ages 10 to 15, I believe, for that. We got a Christmas craft day for the ladies coming out making some crafts. And then I guess we haven't talked about it before, but we did a selfie station last year
for
Christmas. And it was huge. Everyone came out and did family pictures. And so we're pulling that out again December 3rd and 4th and new stations for that.
Now, you also have the camp open for like weekend retreats for church youth groups,
don't
you? Yep,
and yeah, any retreats, any rentals, things like that. Definitely.
And do you still have room if anyone?
We do. Yeah. Okay. Please call the camp and sign up.
And it could be weekdays or weekends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any day.
Camp's available.
Any day, any night, we're there.
Wonderful. Well, I know our time is just kind of just sliding away, but I mean, camp, you know, this is a ministry. It's not just something that we do because there's nothing else. We do it for the Lord and glorifying Him and all we say and do, and also just ministering to God's people and giving a place. I mean, especially after we went through in 2020, a place for people to come and get out of their house and to be outside. And so what are some things that are some needs for the camp that you'd want to share with our listening audience?
Absolutely. Always funds, finances, you know, for camp and looking for scholarships as we pay for new programs and activities and even just staff support. And so, you know, those funds are very important. Even more important than that is prayer, praying for our staff, praying for our campers, the decisions that were made this summer, and praying for how they choose to live in the future. And then also, you know, a great need is just places we can share camp. I love to talk about camp. And so churches, schools, anywhere that would love to let me come in, bring my pet skunk Stinkerbell and talk about camp. I'm always looking for that.
Mm. You know, I was just thinking, you know, as we wrap up, you and I were talking, and it was, you know, the spring of this past year, and we were wondering if you were going to have a camp. And there was a verse. Do you remember we were having that conversation I shared with you that talked about that the manna would come inside the camp? And I said, you know what? We're just going to claim that God has a provision and a way to keep this camp ministry going. Mm-hmm. And so just as He was faithful in the past, and then also just this past year, we're going to trust Him for all the years to come, that He will provide the manna that we need to just drop into the camp to do what He wants us to do in serving the Lord. So, Chris, thanks for being here. Thank you for all you do. And what I appreciate most about you is just how much you just love Jesus, and you just want to have everyone out there around you, you want to encourage them to love the Lord too. So thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.